What's up everyone, this is Dariusz Kolbarczyk, co-founder of MG Poland, JS Poland, AngularMaster.dev and WorkshopFest.dev. Welcome back to the Angular Master Podcast. Today we've got a special guest straight from India, Senior Developer Relations Marketing Executive at Pact. Ladies and gentlemen, Priya Sharma. Hi Priya, how are you?
I'm good, Darius. How are you?
Thank you.
And happy Friday.
Happy Friday, exactly. So for those who don't know you yet, please tell us about yourself.
So I will start with my name. It's a big long one. My name is Priyadarshini Sharma and currently I'm working at Pact Publishing as a DevRel marketer. My main job is to make sure that the quality which we are producing is reaching out to the right audience at the right time and they are loving our content, and also making sure that I seek quality feedback from our readers to make sure how we can go win with our books and especially the new ones which is about to launch in the market. So yeah, I think it's all about my current job. If I talk about a little bit about what I used to do, I started my professional journey as in a client-facing role with a healthcare startup where I think that was the stepping stone into understanding the consumer problems and knowing them more better. And then now I'm into a full-time marketing role. I'm enjoying it. And so yeah, I think this is a bit about myself and what I'm doing.
Could you share with us what sets Pact Publishing apart when it comes to publishing books on my loved Angular, JavaScript, AI, C-sharp or Java?
I would start first with the content, you know, because content is the key and we make sure that we are producing high quality technical content for our readers, which not only covers the theory, but it also talks about the real world applications and how readers can use them onto their day-to-day job. So I think we get ourselves well covered there. Apart from that, we like to work with authors who bring their, you know, expertise on the table and who are passionate about writing books, who are industry professionals, practitioners, and thought leaders, you know, who bring a wealth of experience and insight to our books. Technology is moving fast, and we believe that we need to move fast along with it. So we, as a publishing company, is committed to staying ahead of the curve and publishing content that reflects the latest trends, developments, best practices in the industry. So if I talk about Angular latest updates or JavaScript newest features or cutting edge advancements in AI, we try to cover everything in our books, making it more relevant for our readers. So these are, you know, certain aspects we try to deliver most of our time and make sure that we are producing quality content for our readers. Now, there are diverse range of titles, you know, we as a publishing company works on, like Angular, JavaScript, then we have some data titles as well. So whether you are a beginner who is looking to learn the basics or an experienced developer seeking advanced insights, we have got something for everyone. Along with it, we try to foster a supportive community for our readers, for our authors, tech enthusiasts. We provide forums and other platforms where readers can connect with authors, can ask questions. And we have a Discord server, you know, built up where authors can directly interact with readers, know their problems, know where they are facing issues. So getting feedback directly from the readers and getting those top-notch insights from the authors makes it more engaging throughout the learning journey. And yeah, I think I can keep on talking about it. But the last point I would like to cover is we also give, we try to give ebook as a free to the readers who get the physical copies, so that, we try to cover the innovative formats as well. Wherever they are facing any issues, we try to bring in ebooks there where they can, read as per their time and convenience. So yeah, I think these are the certain things which I believe make us different from others.
What are the current trends or emerging topics in technology that PACT is particularly excited about publishing?
Firstly, I would say that we have a monitoring team in place who keeps on monitoring the topics and the trends which is going on. Working in the web development portfolio, I focuses on how we can make sure that our developers in the tech community is being happy with the content. So there are a lot of topics on the latest version on Angular which came up. We thought of being the first in the market. So that's how we try to keep up with the trends. AI has taken up a toll, and there are a lot of books which is coming up on AI, especially, when ChatGPT, people are talking about all GPT content everywhere. So we are trying to bring up new books every time, covering every new trend or topic which is there in the market. There are a lot of changes which happen in DevOps and how cybersecurity is now taken up a toll. Things have changed in that. So we try to cover that. And if I talk about, how developers are now functioning, I feel that they like to keep themselves away from a lot of impractical applications and want to take up content which can help them onto their day-to-day job. Definitely there are a lot of resources out there which you can go through, but books is something which we need to make sure that, we are giving them newest features, with every version which is coming up. So keeping on monitoring every time, reading all the reports available and, the surveys, we try to run a lot of surveys in the community so that we know how readers are responding to the changes, what kind of trends are coming up and what topics can be covered well. There were a lot of topics which were creating buzz initially, but it dropped down because of a lot of changes happening around us. So we try to, keep the community engaged in order to know what kind of trends we are. It's already out there in the market and how we can cover that.
For someone interested in writing a book on Angular or JavaScript, what qualities or experiences does PACT look for in a prospective author?
When it comes to writing a book on Angular or let's say JavaScript for PACT, it's all about being the tech rock star, which you already are in some of the other ways. We are on lookout for authors who bring not just the knowledge, but the passion as well. How you can write complex topics, complex concepts in a very simple way. So we are on lookout for authors who are just not writing lines of code, but who can also craft an epic journey for our readers. Now, let's say, how excited you are about a project and, you just cannot wait to tell about that to everyone. So that is the kind of energy we are looking for. We want the readers, to be very much engaged with the book because it's a tech book and, flipping pages sometimes can be boring. So just to make sure that, we are not giving them the content which keeps them less engaged is something not we are looking for. So we want the content to be top-notch. We want it to be engaging and we want to have the balance in our content. And if the authors, can add value on that, I think this is what we really need from it. That's about what we basically look for, when it comes to writing a book for us. And definitely, how we can empower others to unlock their full potential in the world of tech.
Could you walk us through the process of becoming an author with a PACT from initial proposal to publication?
So the first step, I think everything starts with an idea. You know, you need to have that spark. Think about what you are truly excited about sharing with the world. What problem can you solve? What knowledge can you pass on? Once you have got that light bulb moment, it's time to move to the next step, which is the proposal. Proposal is something where you showcase your idea and you want to get that idea into a reality where you talk about what this book is going to be about, who is going to be your target audience, what makes your approach, unique. We need to see the passion, we need to see your expertise, your vision for the book, and that everything comes in the proposal. And once the proposal is polished, we have our editorial team in place who are experts among themselves, and you know, they make sure that they are polishing the content in a very perfectionist way, delivering the wow moment to the readers around the world and making sure that it is hitting all those criteria which we want our readers to qualify in when it comes to reading the book. So I think these three steps, you know, from the idea to proposal, and then the back support which comes in from the editorial team, I think these three steps helps us to get the best book on the table for our readers.
You're listening, Angular Master Podcast. Listen, code, repeat. Everything you need to know to become an Angular super developer.
Writing a technical book is a significant undertaking. What support does PACT provide to authors throughout the writing process?
You know, we have the experts in our team, the editorial team, who takes care of very minute details and makes sure that whatever is written works well, you know, because there are a lot of coding snippets, a lot of coding stuff which is covered in the book, and it needs to get revisioned every time with all the changes made. So we make sure that everything is well updated. And the second part is, you know, the technical reviews which we bring in. We have a team of technical reviewers. It totally depends upon how well built the book is and how heavy we want to go with the editing. So the technical reviewers, they help us making sure that whatever practical examples, use cases are used in our book, the lining, the writing style and everything is very well articulated and structured for our readers. There are no grammatical errors. The codes are running properly. The diagrams are being well placed with every format. So these are the certain support which we bring in. Apart from that, I think these are all the support which comes in the pre-release stage. But when the book is already out in the market, you know, we comes up with the marketing support, I think, just to make sure that your book is shining in the public eye. People know that, you know, the book is out and it's properly visible, you know, to the target audience, and people are talking about it. So that marketing support to the authors and to their books is something which we brings in. And the feedback loop, you know, it goes on and on, making sure that we have quality feedback in the initial stages when we are planning to release the book. And also we have the quality feedback when the book is already out there. So we keep on taking feedback from the readers to make sure that even if, you know, there is the slightest mistake being done in the book, is well recognized on time, and we make sure that the book, you know, gets uploaded without any delays and without any errors for our readers. So we try to make the journey, you know, for the readers, for the authors, very smooth, so that they can write the book with a well cleared mind. Definitely hitting the timelines, but making sure that they are not getting overwhelmed with it. And also, same goes with the readers, giving them the top on-point content.
From your perspective, what are the key components of a successful and impactful technical book?
From my perspective, a successful technical book is very much similar to, like, you know, well-crafted machine. It's got all the right components working seamlessly together. So if I talk about the key elements, I would start with the clear and structured content. A successful technical book presents information in the most logical and easy to follow manner, with clear explanations and well-organized chapters. It's very important how we are placing the chapters in our book, how well we are using the real-world examples that illustrate concepts in action, including practical exercises, case studies, code examples, which enhances the learning experience and reinforces understanding. Then I think it will be about how well we are creating the technical content. Like, it does not have to be dry and boring. It captures the reader's attention with a lively and engaging writing style that makes learning enjoyable. Balance is definitely the key. So, a book should have the right balance between depth and breadth, covering all the essential topics, which is sufficient, detailed without overwhelming the reader. The last is definitely, how well we are staging our books, in the market. Staying up to date with the latest trends and technologies is very crucial for a book to be successful. So ensuring that the content is relevant and aligned with current industry practices, it enhances the impact and the longevity.
Could you share some insights on how authors can identify a unique angle or niche for their book in this crowded market?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because it's very difficult to create a niche, when especially you have a lot of content already available out there. So the first thing is, which can, set the table for you, is how well you can go with the market research. You need to be very thorough, with the research to identify areas where there's a gap in existing, unmet needs among readers, what they are looking for. This will help us to know what problems are we trying to solve for our readers. Instead of trying to cover everything, we focus on a specific niche or specialized topic within a broader field. This will allow to target a specific audience and establish, yourself as an expert in that particular area, so that we are just being very point, and what we know our audience very well in that case. So it will be easy for us to address their needs. And the third angle I would like to give it to it would be from a fresh perspective, look for unique angles, approaches, or insights that haven't been explored extensively in existing books, or maybe try to be the first, in the market, providing a fresh perspective. How can your book stand out and attract readers seeking new insights? So I think these are certain pointers that can definitely help to differentiate yourself in the crowded market.
What advice would you give to someone who has expertise in areas like front-end AI, C# or Java, and wants to start writing but may be intimidated by the process?
I think I totally agree to that question, because there are many writers who feel a little bit overwhelmed, because it definitely a book has a lot of topics to cover on. It takes a lot of time and effort and a well-articulated strategy to write a book. So definitely, you're not alone in that. And we need to make sure that how well we can succeed with the book. So it's always good to start small, break the writing process into, manageable chunks and take one step at a time. Start with shorter pieces like articles, blog posts, or tutorials to build confidence and momentum, and then dive into the complex topics to understand and write it more better and in the most simpler way to engage the readers. Definitely, writing is a process, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. So, it's good not to be worried about the imperfections which we can bring in the book. We have the view, Pat brings in all the support on that front. So, writing is something you need to start with, and making sure that you have a strategy in your mind, and everything will get placed in on those pages automatically. So don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back from getting started. Reach out to the fellow authors. I think, you know, a lot of references, a lot of mentors out there, and because we have a very solid tech community built up and people are very enthusiastic and helpful there. So you can be part of the writing communities for support and guidance. You can surround yourself with a supportive network who can make your writing journey, you know, less daunting and more enjoyable. So I think these steps will help you to start better, and then slowly and steadily you will be able to bring, you know, all your thoughts live in the book, and also being well connected with your reading style with the readers.
Finally, in the era where digital learning resources are widely available, what do you believe is the enduring value of a technical book?
We always look for, you know, learnings, which is very quick to get in. Online resources or something like that, you know, you can get everything. And I think when I say everything, it's like everything. You don't know, for an example, you don't know about a certain topic and you search about it online. You get a lot of resources, you know, to know about that topic. But do you know how well you're going to cover that topic in steps? Because whenever we try to learn something, we need to value the formula of structured learning. And structured learning is something which books can come in, you know, in a very, very well-defined way. You know, the enduring value of a technical book lies in its depth of coverage. You know, the structured learning approach, how, because books gives you the comprehensive learning. It covers every topic in detail, you know, not missing out anything. A well-written technical book will offer you a comprehensive and organized learning experience that also comes from a trusted source. You know, it's being written by an expert who brings his years of experience to the table, who makes sure that all the valuable insights are being covered well, you know, in the book. And it makes easy for someone who is very much near to that particular topic. So book covers everything in depth, from basic concepts to advanced topics. So it gives you a logical sequence, you know, how should you start learning, what should you learn, and what are going to be the results of your learning. So when you want to divide this, it becomes very easy for you to learn things. Last but not the least, will definitely be, you know, books can give you a revisit to any topic, anytime. You don't need to, like, you know, search for a particular area, because sometimes, you know, when you are going through online resources, you may miss out on ample of things, which is very, and you need, you find those things when you are actually implementing the technology in some of the other areas. So books are something that gives you the robust outlook of your learning. You can revisit the topics, you can go through them anytime you want, making sure that you're not missing out on anything. And now I think you also have the access to ebooks, so you don't need to carry physical book with you every time. You know, you can read ebooks anytime. You can make sure that you're running those codes alignment with those ebooks anytime. So I think things become more structured, comprehensive, and gives you a logical sequence, you know, when it comes to reading a technical book or any book, compared to the online resources which you have in place.
What kind of person is Priya, and how do you see yourself?
I think I sometimes, being in a devrine role, sometimes it becomes, you know, very overwhelming when you're talking to a lot of people, you know, and also sometimes it becomes very difficult when you don't have answers, you know, to most of the questions asked. So I have a habit of spending a lot of my time in reading, knowing, you know, how well we can solve problems, how well we can go with the complexities around it. It's not only, you know, about my job, but also about how I take my life. I try to be very, very smooth and easy with whatever I do. I try not to overstress myself with anything. In being in a fast world, it's very important that you need to be updated with a lot of things, and we all are running in the rat race, but I just try not to be part of it most of the times in my life. I need to keep myself a little bit relaxed and chilled, I would say. Books is something I like to read. Currently, I'm reading Think, Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm enjoying it. So apart from what I'm doing, you know, in my daily life, because most of my time goes in working, I make sure that when I'm off screen, I am doing things which is very much not connected with whatever I'm doing most of my time. It's like, you know, I'm doing reading. I like to play badminton. We have a small group in my society, and I spend most of my time, you know, doing those kind of activities. So I think I relax myself with these activities. And yeah, I think we all should do that. We should give ourselves time, because at the end of the day, that what matters. So yeah, I try to keep myself engaged in that way.
Do you have some hints for us regarding self-organization?
Self-organization. I think the definition of self-organization is very different for everyone. Sometimes, you know, there would be days for you where you need to start with a lot of things on your list, and there will be days when you have nothing on your list. So when I am starting my day, when I have a lot of things on my list, I try not to have a schedule in place. I just try to number up things, like, you know, what I need to do first and what doesn't need my attention. I think that's all what I do, and that's how I plan my day, and that's how I keep myself self-organized, you know, on whatever things I am doing. I think self-organization also have a different angle, you know. When you are very, very busy with something and you don't know how to keep yourself calm and, you know, relaxed in during that time, I think you need to have certain activities done during those times that can give a self-organization in terms of not, you know, how well you are keeping up with your priorities, but how well you are keeping up with yourself. So I think that's how I define my days and tasks every day.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I do have. I think reading is one of it. I used to draw a lot, but now I think I don't have time for that. So I've completely stopped doing it. But badminton is something I like to play. And I spend my time, I think it's one of the physical activity I think I spend most of my time in. But reading is something I like to do. I do like to watch lot of podcasts, maybe, like, you know, knowing how the world is changing, how, you know, people are taking up that change. And so I think I do like watching, and binge watching is something I do often. So yeah, these are the certain things I participate mostly.
Most important question, the last one, favorite book?
Yeah. Well, today I think it would be Think, Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I think I loved that book. I loved how the chapters were framed and how, you know, the reader experience which we get from after reading that book, and there are a lot of takeaways, you know. So I think, and those takeaways are very easy to implement in your life. So I think that's the reason I would say it is one of the books I would like to keep on my shelf, and I would like to revisit that book every time, you know, whenever I think I need help or guidance in any small things where I think there's a gap. So yeah, this is one of my good reads, I would say.
Amazing. Priya, thank you. Thank you so much for this amazing podcast, for your time, a lot of great information. And yeah, definitely, I think after this podcast, a lot of people can start to think about cooperate with PACT and writing a book.
Definitely, David. And I think thanks a lot to you for giving me this opportunity and inviting me to share my thoughts. You know, I think it's always good to be connected with people, and it's always good for them to know as well. So Yeah, I think I'm happy to address all those concerns. And I'm happy to be in talk with you
Thank you
about
so
that.
much.
Thank you for that.
Bye bye.